on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Huge day of racing in Victoria. We've got two meetings, Seymour today and also Racing.com Park Pakenham tonight. We're going to give you full previews for both. Mark Hunter kicks us off at Seymour today. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Michael.
Confident with this meeting?
This meeting is, yeah, I think it looks all right. They're pretty small fields and we've had some scratchings from races that would have been prominent, but nah, a couple of races I like and I think there's a little value quality that we might get.
Ooh, I like that. Let's get straight into it. We're racing on a good four deck. The rail is out 6 metres. The first race starts at 1.30 and it's over the 22.34. One scratching here, we take out number one, the favourite. We start the day with an odds on Bakery Hill for Anthony Freeman, $1.85. DeJackal is at 370 and then down to 440 for I'm Elated. Odds on in the first, is that its right price? Should it be winning?
Yes, it should. It's shown ability in town last campaign, this horse. It's had two runs back from a spell, both on soft ground, ran first up at Maui and closed off really nicely there, and that's not hopeless maiden form. Then went Cox Plate Day to Yarra Glen on a heavy track in a handy maiden field, ridden close from the barrier and whacked away okay on the heavy, I think, fitter. Gets to 2,000 metres, meets a really weak field. You couldn't put together much weaker field. It should take a spot from gate one, either lead or be right handy, and should be too good. If there's a danger, maybe it's number six, I'm Elated, who's getting better with racing. It can miss the kick, but it's going well and better for that run of the trip last time. Number four, DeJackal's been a disappointing horse, but it's next best in this field and struggling for a fourth pick. Maybe number seven, Light Me Up, who was a safely beaten third up there at St Arnold recently. Two should win, 2.647.
All right, 2.647 should win the first, the two. Race number two, we take out three. Favourite here, Dehai, is it? $2.40 from Byron Cosimanis. Mighty Bow from the Danny O'Brien stable is at $3.30. Mr Stylish, $4. And then we're out to Tifu. It's at $5.50. So a bit more open this race. There's a few chances, but the favourite's relatively tight at 2.40.
Yeah, that's short enough for that horse. I think, look, it's a really moderate field ability-wise. I'm going with number five, Mr Stylish, who's only had the one run. It got back to last behind Banquo in that Sale Maiden. We've seen first and second both come out and win. Mr Stylish only held its ground, but it was a dash home there. This is a much, much weaker race. The blinkers go on. Good gate. Hopefully can take a spot, and I think it's got a terrific chance to beat number seven, Dehai, who was okay in a weak race. Their two starts to go at Ballarat on the dry, and then got up on the inside there last time on the wet track and punctured late. Look, it's got some chance, but it's drawn the wide gate and short enough odds. Number four, Mighty Bow. It's probably next best, and it did basically nothing at Warrnambool. And down to number eight, Typhoo, who... it's next best, but you couldn't possibly back it off the trials. It's a really moderate race. Five only has to improve in blinkers, and I think it can win. I'll go 5, 7, 4, and 8.
All right, 5, 7, 4, and 8. Race two, race three. No scratchings. A favourite here is Winning Red. Hayes Davenig into $1.90. Kogi Lass is at $3.10. $5 for the first starter from Levi Kavanagh's stable, which is Secret Celebration. Winning Red was good on debut. It's into odds on now, $1.90.
Yeah, short enough there. I'm down the bottom to number nine, Kogi Lass, who kicked off at St Arnold on Cox Plate Day. It got a long way back. The race was dominated up the front, and this horse made good ground for a strong closing third. I think the jump to 1,200 metres is perfect. Fantastic stable. I think it can win to beat number six, Winning Red. Winning Red had trialled okay going into that Yarra Glen race. It was a really weak race. It got through the field, had every chance, and the winner came from behind and beat it. Now it's got to run 1,200 metres. It might win, but I think it's short enough odds. And number five, Secret Celebration. It's the hard one to assess. It's had a couple of jump outs. It hasn't really been tested, been beaten a fair way, but this is not a hard race to kick off in. And struggling for a fourth pick. Maybe number one, Candler, who was fair on debut. A recent trial was fair, but placed best. I think nine will run well. 9, 6, 5, then one.
9, 6, 5, and 1. Race number four, Southern Lights, is the favourite here, a first starter. We can take out 1 and 8. Tony Noonan trains Southern Lights, $2.70. Bank on, it's at $3.20. First up after disappointing on debut with a Stokes stable. B, Brilliant, is at $4.40, which has had three starts for three duck eggs as well. So how deep is this race?
I think you just summed it up perfectly, Michael. Three starts for three duck eggs. Look, I think the horses who would have run first and second favourite have both been scratched. So we've left with a pretty moderate race and a hard one to assess. I'll tip number four, Southern Lights. They're coming off trials at Maui that were only over 670 metres, so bit hard to assess them here going into a 1,000-metre race, but Southern Lights look to go well enough to be competitive in this sort of race, to beat number 5, Bank On It, who did basically nothing on debut. It's gone back to the trials over that 670 at Maui and trialled OK. Number 7, Dressmaker, at least has shown some ability in races and draws for a good run. And 9, Jam, who won a trial up there at Benalla, but you'd think that was a pretty moderate form trial. Not much of a race. 4, 5, 7, 9.
All right, 4, 5, 7, and 9. First leg of the Quaddies, race 5 over 2,034. In this race, they are all starting. The Boy Wonder, Geordie Childs from Mike Moroney, is the favourite at 360. Hot Blonde, 460, 480 Friday fun day, and then we're out to St. Catarina. Favourite here, Boy Wonder's only won 1 from 19. Tricky start to the Quaddie?
Oh, look, not really. I think it's clearly the one to beat, the Boy Wonder. I think he can make it 2 from 20 here. He showed, wasn't a bad run in a stronger race at Bendigo there last campaign over a trip. He's come back from a spell. It's had the 2 starts over the 1400 and the 1600. It's a very one-paced horse, and to run well at that trip suggests it's going nicely. It draws gate 1 here. It's probably got natural leaders in a horse like Mr. Drew or Friday Funday going forward. I think Geordie Childs can park absolute leaders back at worst. Just needs clear air to wind up, and I think it will be too strong and too good for this field. To beat number 2, Friday Funday, beaten by Stable Me last time. That horse, Stable Me, should have got finished a whole lot closer yesterday at Bendigo. So nothing wrong with the form line. It just seems a bit reluctant to win Friday Funday. Next best, number 5, Hot Blonde, ran on OK first up, will be fitter. And down to number 8, St. Catarina. Bit stiff last time, finished the race off quite well, but that was a pretty weak race. I'm keen on 3 here, the Boy Wonder. 3, 2, 5, 8.
All right, 3 might be a nice start to the quaddy there in the first leg. Race number 6. In this race, we take out number 4. Up the top of the market, Our Hot Date. Paddy Payne, Lukey Nolan, second its last 2. Bill the Bee, who has shown form in stronger races previously, is first up at second favourite at $3.90. $8 El Chaparro, $8.50 the side kick. Are the top 2 the 2 to beat here?
I think the top 4. The 4 you mentioned, the prices, them are numbers. I'm hoping he can run on here. I'm tipping number 8, the side kick, who'll probably have to come from near enough to last. It won first up last time in at Bendigo. As I say, draws 11, goes back. It's trialled well. Hoping he can run on. It'll come from last and be strong down the outside to beat number 5, El Chaparro, who showed good ability last campaign. It's trialled well. Also will be coming from the back. I think they'll follow each other into the race. Number 7, Our Hot Date. It's maybe the likely leader, or worst leaders back from gate 1. It's fitter for recent racing and consistent. And 1, Bill the Bee. He's just got no change of gears, Bill, but he'll be up there on the speed, grinding away. He's trialled fairly. He's got some chance. They're the 4 hopes. I'm just hoping he can run on. I'll go 8, 5, 7, and 1.
8, 5, 7, and 1. Race number 7 is over 1,100 metres. They all go around in this race. Cincinnati Red, in an open market, is the favourite at $4. Kronos, $5.50. $5.50 as well for Herman's Bells, the running man, at $6. And then we've got Who Radley is at $7. $8.50, War Mistress. So a lot of horses in the market in this race, Mark.
Yeah, look, number 8, Cincinnati Red, it's got a poor strike rate for a horse of its ability. It showed terrific ability early in its career. It's hard to believe its records like it is, but it comes back from a spell. It's trialled okay. It gets into a very suitable race, and it's the one to beat. To beat number 2, Kronos. It's trialled well, this horse, coming back from Darwin. It'll push forward on the speed and give you a great sight. The 62 kilos is the obvious worry. I think number 1, Liberty Song, is the other winning chance despite the big weight. And 5, the running man, always thereabouts, just doesn't win very often but has got some hope. 8, the one to beat. I'll go 8, 2, 1 and 5.
8, 2, 1 and 5. Last race over 1,200, Tuak Warrior. $4 first up today. Bush Christmas, $4.20. $6 Grand Symphony. Amona's at $6, and then down to Ville Chanson at $9.50. Is this a trim-up leg, or do we have to go a bit wide?
No, I'll be reading out a few numbers here in the quaddy. I think Robbie Griffiths will go with him to run the Quinella here. Number 4, Turek Warrior, who showed good ability last campaign, or honest ability, without winning too often, but it's trialled well. It's in a very suitable benchmark 58 race and looks ready to go first up to beat number 6, the Stablemate Grand Symphony. Another one who's shown ability. It'll push forward on the speed. Trialled well recently. Number 3, Rose of Capri. It just got in all the wrong spots last time. I'd say more aggressive early. Get up on the pace here. We'll give it a better chance. And 1, Ville Chanson. It's got a good value hope. It comes off the benchmark 64. It's a proven theory. It hit the line okay and got a 2 kilo claim there. 4-6-3-1.
4-6-3-1. All right, Mark. What's the best play of the day in the quaddie at Seymour?
The best, I'm going to go with the Boy Wonder, race 5, number 3. The value will go race 6, number 8, the sidekick, and hope you can run on. The quaddie, it's going to go wide, Michael, so maybe a flexi. First leg, 2-3-5-8. Second leg, 1-5-7-8. Third leg, 1-2-5-8. And come home with 1-3-4-6-10-12. Play of the day, we're going to go in each way all up. Cost you $4 for a dollar. Race 3, number 9, Kogi Lass, into race 5, number 3, the Boy Wonder.
Good luck today, Mark.
Thank you.
Now on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Huge day of racing in Victoria. We've got two meetings, Seymour today and also Racing.com Park Pakenham tonight. We're going to give you full previews for both. Mark Hunter kicks us off at Seymour today. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Michael.
Confident with this meeting?
This meeting is, yeah, I think it looks all right. They're pretty small fields and we've had some scratchings from races that would have been prominent, but nah, a couple of races I like, and I think there's a little value quaddy that we might get.
Ooh, I like that. Let's get straight into it. We're racing on a good four deck. The rail is out 6 metres. The first race starts at 1:30, and it's over the 22:34. One scratching here. We take out number one, the favourite. We start the day with an odds on Bakery Hill for Anthony Freeman, $1.85. DeJacko is at 370 and then down to 440 for I'm Elated. Odds on in the first, is that its right price? Should it be winning?
Yes, it should. It's shown ability in town last campaign, this horse. It's had two runs back from a spell, both on soft ground, ran first up at Maui and closed off really nicely there, and that's not hopeless maiden form. Then went Cox Plate Day to Yarra Glen on a heavy track in a handy maiden field, ridden close from the barrier and whacked away okay on the heavy, I think, fitter. Gets to 2,000 metres, meets a really weak field. You couldn't put together much weaker field. It should take a spot from gate one, either lead or be right handy, and should be too good. If there's a danger, maybe it's number 6, I'm Elated, who's getting better with racing. It can miss the kick, but it's going well and better for that run at the trip last time. Number 4, DeJackal's been a disappointing horse, but it's next best in this field and struggling for a fourth pick. Maybe number 7, Light Me Up, who was a safely beaten third up there at St Arnold recently. Two should win, 2-6-4-7.
All right, 2-6-4-7 should win the first, the two. Race number 2, we take out 3. Favourite here, Dehai, is it? $2.40 for Byron Cosimanis. Mighty Bow from the Danny O'Brien stable is at $3.30. Mr Stylish, $4. And then we're out to Tifu. It's at $5.50. So a bit more open this race. There's a few chances, but the favourite's relatively tight at 240.
Yeah, that's short enough for that horse. I think, look, it's a really moderate field ability-wise. I'm going with number 5, Mr Stylish, who's only had the one run. It got back to last behind Banquo in that sale maiden. We've seen first and second both come out and win. Mr Stylish only held its ground, but it was a dash home there. This is a much, much weaker race. The blinkers go on. Good gate. Hopefully can take a spot. And I think it's got a terrific chance to beat number 7, Dehai, who was okay in a weak race. Their two starts to go at Ballarat on the dry. And then got up on the inside there last time on the wet track and punctured late. Look, it's got some chance, but it's drawn the wide gate and short enough odds. Number 4, Mighty Bow. It's probably next best. And it did basically nothing at Warrnambool. And down to number 8, Typhoo, who... it's next best, but you couldn't possibly back it off the trials. It's a really moderate race. 5 only has to improve in blinkers, and I think it can win. I'll go 5, 7, 4, and 8.
All right, 5, 7, 4, and 8. Race 2, race 3. No scratchings. The favourite here is Winning Red. Hayes Davenig into $1.90. Kogi Lass is at $3.10. $5 for the first starter from Levi Kavanagh's stable, which is Secret Celebration. Winning Red was good on debut. It's into odds on now, $1.90.
Yeah, short enough there. I'm down the bottom to number 9, Kogi Lass, who kicked off at St Arnold on Cox Plate Day. It got a long way back. The race was dominated up the front, and this horse made good ground for a strong closing third. I think the jump to 1,200 metres is perfect. Fantastic stable. I think it can win to beat number 6, Winning Red. Winning Red had trialled okay going into that Yarra Glen race. It was a really weak race. It got through the field, had every chance, and the winner came from behind and beat it. Now it's got to run 1,200 metres. It might win, but I think it's short enough odds. And number 5, Secret Celebration. It's the hard one to assess. It's had a couple of jump outs. It hasn't really been tested, been beaten a fair way, but this is not a hard race to kick off in and struggling for a fourth pick. Maybe number 1, Candler, who was fair on debut. A recent trial was fair, but placed best. I think 9 will run well. 9, 6, 5, then 1.
9, 6, 5, and 1. Race number 4, Southern Lights, is the favourite here. A first starter. We can take out 1 and 8. Tony Noonan trains Southern Lights, $2.70. Bank on, it's at $3.20. First up after disappointing on debut with a Stokes stable. B, Brilliant, is at $4.40, which has had three starts for three duck eggs as well. So how deep is this race?
I think you just summed it up perfectly, Michael. Three starts for three duck eggs. Look, I think the horses who would have run first and second favourite have both been scratched. So we're left with a pretty moderate race and a hard one to assess. I'll tip number 4, Southern Lights. They're coming off trials at Maui that were only over 670 metres, so bit hard to assess them here going into a 1,000-metre race, but Southern Lights look to go well enough to be competitive in this sort of race, to beat number 5, Bank on It, who did basically nothing on debut. It's gone back to the trials over that 670 at Maui and trialled OK. Number 7, Dressmaker, at least has shown some ability in races and draws for a good run. And 9, Jam, who won a trial up there at Benalla, but you'd think that was a pretty moderate form trial. Not much of a race. 4, 5, 7, 9.
All right, 4, 5, 7, and 9. First leg of the Quaddies, race 5 over 2,034. In this race, they are all starting. The Boy Wonder, Geordie Childs from Mike Moroney, is the favourite at 360. Hot Blonde, 460, 480 Friday Fun Day, and then we're out to St Catarina. Favourite here, Boy Wonder's only won 1 from 19. Tricky start to the Quaddie?
Oh, look, not really. I think it's clearly the one to beat, the Boy Wonder. I think he can make it 2 from 20 here. He showed, wasn't a bad run in a stronger race at Bendigo there last campaign over a trip. It's come back from a spell. It's had the two starts over the 1400 and the 1600. It's a very one-paced horse, and to run well at that trip suggests it's going nicely. It draws gate 1 here. It's probably got natural leaders in a horse like Mr. Drew or Friday Funday going forward. I think Geordie Childs can park absolute leaders back at worst. Just needs clear air to wind up, and I think it will be too strong and too good for this field. To beat number 2, Friday Funday, beaten by Stable Me last time. That horse, Stable Me, should have finished a whole lot closer yesterday at Bendigo. So nothing wrong with the form line. It just seems a bit reluctant to win Friday Funday. Next best, number 5, Hot Blonde, ran on OK first up, will be fitter. And down to number 8, St Catarina. Bit stiff last time, finished the race off quite well, but that was a pretty weak race. I'm keen on 3 here, the Boy Wonder. 3, 2, 5, 8.
All right, 3 might be a nice start to the quaddie there in the first leg. Race number 6. In this race, we take out number 4. Up the top of the market, Our Hot Date. Paddy Payne, Lukey Nolan, second its last two. Bill LeBee, who has shown form in stronger races previously, is first up at second favourite at $3.90. $8 El Chaparro, $8.50 the side kick. Are the top two the two to beat here?
I think the top four, the four you mentioned, the prices, them are numbers. I'm hoping he can run on here. I'm tipping number 8, the side kick, who'll probably have to come from near enough to last. It won first up last time in at Bendigo. As I say, draws 11, goes back. It's trialled well. Hoping he can run on. It'll come from last and be strong down the outside to beat number 5, El Chaparro, who showed good ability last campaign. It's trialled well. Also will be coming from the back. I think they'll follow each other into the race. Number 7, Our Hot Date. It's maybe the likely leader, or worst leaders back from gate 1. It's fitter for recent racing and consistent. And 1, Bill the Bee. He's just got no change of gears, Bill, but he'll be up there on the speed, grinding away. He's trialled fairly. He's got some chance. They're the four hopes. I'm just hoping he can run on. I'll go 8, 5, 7, and 1.
8, 5, 7, and 1. Race number 7 is over 1,100 metres. They all go round in this race. Cincinnati Red, in an open market, is the favourite at $4. Kronos, $5.50. $5.50 as well for Herman's Bells, the running man, at $6. And then we've got Who Radley is at $7. $8.50, War Mistress. So a lot of horses in the market in this race, Mark.
Yeah, look, number 8, Cincinnati Red, it's got a poor strike rate for a horse of its ability. It showed terrific ability early in its career. It's hard to believe its records like it is, but it comes back from a spell. It's trialled okay. It gets into a very suitable race, and it's the one to beat. To beat number 2, Kronos. It's trialled well, this horse, coming back from Darwin. It'll push forward on the speed and give you a great sight. The 62 kilos is the obvious worry. I think number 1, Liberty Song, is the other winning chance despite the big weight. And 5, the running man, always thereabouts, just doesn't win very often but has got some hope. 8, the one to beat. I'll go 8, 2, 1 and 5.
8, 2, 1 and 5. Last race over 1,200, Toorak Warrior. $4 first up today. Bush Christmas $4.20. $6 Grand Symphony. Amona's at $6. And then down to Ville Chanson at $9.50. Is this a trim up leg or do we have to go a bit wide?
No, I'll be reading out a few numbers here in the quaddy. I think Robbie Griffiths will go with Indra on the Quinella here. Number 4, Turek Warrior, who showed good ability last campaign, or honest ability, without winning too often, but it's trialled well. It's in a very suitable benchmark 58 race and looks ready to go first up to beat number 6, the stablemate Grand Symphony. Another one who's shown ability. It'll push forward on the speed. Trialled well recently. Number 3, Rose of Capri. It just got in all the wrong spots last time. I'd say more aggressive early. Get up on the pace here. We'll give it a better chance. And 1, Ville Chanson. It's got a good value hope. It comes off the benchmark 64. It's a proven theory. It hit the line okay and got a 2 kilo claim there. 4-6-3-1.
4-6-3-1. All right, Mark. What's the best play of the day in the quaddie at Seymour?
The best, I'm going to go with the Boy Wonder, race 5, number 3. The value will go race 6, number 8, the sidekick, and hope you can run on. The quaddie, it's going to go wide, Michael, so maybe a flexi. First leg, 2-3-5-8. Second leg, 1-5-7-8. Third leg, 1-2-5-8. And come home with 1-3-4-6-10-12. Play of the day, we're going to go in each way all up. Cost you $4 for a dollar. Race 3, number 9, Cogulas, into race 5, number 3, the Boy Wonder.
Good luck today, Mark.
Thank you.